Page 42. St. Croix Sugar Museum. Caribbean mansion on a laid-back island preserves a 250-year-old way of life. The Estate Wim Museum in Frederiksted, St. Croix, provides a look at what life was like 250 years ago on a sugarcane island. It includes the plantation house, slave quarters, outlying buildings, a towering windmill, and the remains of a factory where sugarcane was processed. It is the oldest sugar plantation museum in the Virgin Islands, typical of the agricultural plantations laid out in the 1730s by the Danish West India and Guinea Company. Wim is listed on the prestigious National Register of Historic Places and the UN's Slave Route Sites of Remembrance. It is one of more than 50 sites on St. Croix where plantation remains may be found. Former glory. The plantation on the southwest corner of the island was surveyed in 1733-35 when it came under Danish rule. St. Croix was one of the richest sugar islands in the West Indies from 1760 to 1820, when production was high and sugar prices were stable. In 1803, St. Croix's population was 30,000, of whom 26,500 were slaves who planted, harvested, and processed cane on 218 island plantations. More than 100 windmills and almost as many animal mills ran day and night in season, converting sugar into wealth. At first, Wim grew cotton, according to records from 1743. In 1754, sugar was introduced, and that was grown until the 1920s. The local economy boomed from 1760 to 1820. The golden age of sugar cane declined with the appearance of beet sugar in the United States and Europe. Slavery was abolished on St. Croix in 1848. In 1932, Wim became a federal homestead site, and the land was resold to residents who promised to raise sugarcane for the central factory. That effort failed. In 1954, Wim was deeded to the St. Croix Landmarks Society for Preservation. It was in bad shape, but restoration efforts got underway. Local flora. Not far from Wim is the 16-acre St. George Village Botanical Garden, built around the ruins of another old plantation, the Estate St. George. It, too, is on the National Register of Historic Places. The watermill was built around 1830 and destroyed in an 1867 earthquake. Surviving are the blacksmith shop, the village bakery, lime kilns, water flumes, and the ruins of the sugarcane factory. Today, the grounds are dominated by more than 1,500 species of native and exotic plants. More about the island. St. Croix is the largest and least developed of the U.S. Virgin Islands. It covers 84 square miles and has about 51,500 residents. The western part of the island is rainforest. The eastern end is rocky and arid. It often is overlooked next to its more famous sister islands, St. Thomas and St. John. They are about 40 miles to the north. Attractions on land and under the waves. Colorful Christiansted on the north coast is the largest city on St. Croix. It features a historic district on the waterfront with more than 100 brightly painted buildings from the 18th and 19th centuries. It is one of the best-preserved towns in the Caribbean. An old fortress, Fort Christiansvern, was completed by the Danes in 1749 to protect the island from pirates, privateers, and slave uprisings. Buck Island Reef National Monument, off the north coast, is one of the premier diving snorkeling spots in the Caribbean and the number one tourist attraction on St. Croix. It covers more than 19,000 acres, mostly below water, and preserves one of the finest marine gardens in the Caribbean. It features imposing walls and gardens of coral, concentrations of red, purple, and blue sea fans, spectacular elkhorn and brain corals, and colorful fish. It is 5 miles from Christiansted and 1.5 miles offshore. Vocabulary focus. Outlying. Survey. Abolish. Restoration. Arid. Uprising. Premier. Imposing. This ends the reading for Advanced Studio Classroom, April 2013.